You are listening to Golden Ruleism, Living a Golden Ruleism Guided Life, written by Craig Klein and narrated by Daniel Pierce. Craig Klein advocates for us humans and for all the other sentient beings on our one and only Mother Earth. Craig has written many articles for publication on a variety of topics. He wrote this booklet with the assistance of his editor-in-residence wife, Sherry, Golden Ruleism, Living a Golden Ruleism Guided Life. The Kleins support a variety of nonprofit organizations, especially those in their local community. They feel we should all do whatever we can to ensure our nonprofits succeed in their heart-driven missions. Craig's premise is that by our universally embracing the two principal principles of Golden Ruleism, two simple to say and easy to remember sentences, will collectively move the needle of humanity towards humanity. He asks that you please do what you can to move that needle. Comments from Craig. This brief book is for all of us Earthlings. It's for our children, but it's not a children's book. If you find value in this book, please consider making a personal donation to a nonprofit charitable organization of your choice. These societally beneficial organizations need and deserve our help. Let's give it to them. I intend to donate any net proceeds of sales after the expenses of production, distribution, mailing, and other expenses generally associated with a book to various such organizations. To share the overarching ethic of Golden Ruleism around the world, we're building the Golden Ruleism Foundation. The foundation will focus on doing good, especially for the benefit of children, animals, and nature. To see for yourself what we're doing, please dive into the website of the Golden Ruleism team, https://goldenrulismcan.org. May I also ask you to visit the website for the Charter for Compassion, an international organization which benefits the residents of many countries and compassionate cities around the world, at https://charterforcompassion.org. The Charter has embraced Golden Ruleism within its Who We Are statement. Please put word of mouth to work to let your family, your friends, and everyone within your personal sphere of influence know about the wonderful work of the Golden Ruleism team and the Charter for Compassion. I'm indebted beyond measure to everyone who's been a part of shaping my life, especially my wife, Sherry. I deeply thank you all. In 1999, I promised Mike Snyder I'd name him in my book. It became a booklet, but promise kept, Mike. Craig Klein, the Golden Ruleism Guy. Do for all others, both directly and indirectly, what you would want done for you. Don't do to any others, either directly or indirectly, what you wouldn't want done to you. Description of Golden Ruleism, Living a Golden Ruleism Guided Life. Most of humanity is familiar with the ethical precept many of us call the Golden Rule, the widespread worldview billions of us share in common with each other. Variations of humanity's number one rule are an integral component of all the world's major religions, yet it's not required that one be personally religious or spiritual to practice the ethic of the Golden Rule. The Golden Rule is universally applicable. It's for everyone, everywhere. But as good as the Golden Rule is, any iteration of the original simply isn't adequate enough for us in modern times. The age-old Golden Rule has long been overdue for an expanded version of itself. Now, we have that version, to elevate the original. Its name is Golden Ruleism. With elegant simplicity, Golden Ruleism builds upon the original foundational ethic, enabling us to apply our number one rule in far more expansive and effective ways than ever before. Golden Ruleism serves all of us. By embracing this overarching ethic, we'll each be taking powerful and positive action to move humanity towards humanity. True animal lovers the world over will deeply appreciate the virtues of Golden Ruleism. Golden Ruleism brings us together by way of two principal principles, two simple sentences, easy to understand, easy to remember, and easy to apply in our own lives. Do for all others, both directly and indirectly, what you would want done for you. Don't do to any others, either directly or indirectly, what you wouldn't want done to you. As Victor Hugo famously said, nothing is stronger than an idea whose time has come. Golden Ruleism is the modern-day idea whose time has come. The compelling message of the book can be read in minutes, but offers value to last a lifetime. Explore Golden Ruleism's abundant applications. Share its message with your family, your friends, and anyone you care about in your life. As you see in the comments, it's for our children, but it's not a children's book. We, the people of the world, need Golden Ruleism in our lives. Live it, love it, share it. Endorsements for Golden Ruleism. Calling for a reawakened understanding and appreciation of the foundational ethical teaching in Christianity and all world religions, Golden Ruleism offers a practical path for guiding humanity to a more harmonious and compassionate world. All of us can benefit from a renewed respect for the Golden Rule. And the more we apply this ancient wisdom teaching in all our relationships, the more we will find our minds and hearts opening to the healing truth of the interconnectedness of all life. Golden Ruleism is indeed an idea whose time has come, especially in the universalized articulation that Craig Klein provides. It shines as an unerring guiding light for humanity during these challenging times. Dr. Will Tuttle. Will Tuttle, PhD, author of the best-selling book, The World Peace Diet, is a recipient of the Courage of Conscience Award, the co-founder of Circle Compassion, and an acclaimed pianist and composer. Many of us find that our communities are deeply divided by opposing ideologies. If ethical standards are dictated by which side has more power, then injustice toward the losing side is very likely. The Golden Rule has guided nearly every religion and ethical system for millennia and offers common ground upon which we can build just and righteous communities. For it to be meaningful and relevant, however, it cannot arbitrarily exclude anyone. For example, those who exclude non-humans from the moral realm can easily exclude humans whom they dislike on the grounds that these people are subhuman. I applaud and encourage the Golden Ruleism Project. Stephen R. Kaufman, MD, Chair, Christian Vegetarian Association author, guided by the faith of Christ, seeking to stomp violence and scapegoat. Our day-to-day choices are damaging the climate, the creatures, and each other. Planet Earth is our only home, and with that in mind, the easy-to-read Golden Ruleism reawakens the ancient wisdom within all of us and emboldens us to apply this way of living at organizational, community, and personal levels. It is time to take this on and heal the world. We have an obligation to align our choices with our compassion for the animals, today's children, and the children of tomorrow, and the planet. As Alice Walker famously said, look closely at the present you are constructing. It should look like the future you are dreaming. If you are committed to the future, you are dreaming of, aptly, the elegant simplicity of golden ruralism to your day-to-day action. Read this booklet. Read this booklet now and change the world. Tams Nicholson, Executive Director, AllCreatures.org. Author, advocate of nonprofits, philanthropist Craig Klein has put together a short, powerful document bringing the golden rule to the center of our human relationships and responsibility. In two short, powerful sentences, Golden Ruralism Living, A Golden Ruralism Guided Life, gives a compelling argument why we should embrace today's golden rule in all our daily actions. Golden Ruralism guides us on the why and how to do what's right, and how not to do what's not right for others, based on our common humanity, interdependence, and interconnectedness, all based on love and compassion. Highly recommended. Charles Barker, MD, MPHM, THM, has been involved in the Charter for Compassion organization since its founding by Karen Armstrong and Joan Brown Campbell in 2010. The Golden Rule is the centerpiece of the charter. Dr. Barker has served as chair of the Board of Trustees and currently serves as co-chair of the Governance Committee for the charter and co-lead for the healthcare sector. He is also founder of Compassionate DFW and currently authoring a book entitled To Be, To Become Excellent, Reflections, soon to be published. Regrettably, Dr. Barker passed away in June 2023. What if none of us ever did anything to anyone else we didn't want them to do unto us? What if we only treated others as we would want to be treated? It seems so simple, so logical, so in everyone's best interest. Golden Ruralism offers a reminder to look at the world and others through a clear-sighted and compassionate mirror. If you don't like what you see, you have the power to change it relatively easily. It just takes consistent, conscious appreciation of the things that matter most. While you may not agree with every potential pathway Craig Klein takes you down, you'll enjoy opportunities to look up definitions that will take you down interesting byways. You'll certainly be rewarded with plenty of food for thought and practical tips to make our world a better, more caring place. Claire Axelrad, JD, CFRE. After a 30-year development career, which earned her the AFP Outstanding Fundraising Professional of the Year Award, Claire left the trenches to begin her coaching teaching practice. Her clarification school has been called the best bargain in fundraising. Additionally, she curates a biweekly complimentary nonprofit e-newsletter, the Clarity Clicket, offering free resources found across the web. Claire is also featured expert and chief fundraising coach for Bloomerang. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This was a simply worded version of the Golden Rule from my youngest childhood, and as a child, I included animals with others in my world, naturally, as most children do. I love that Craig has drawn this inherent compassion into the expansive view he has shared. That earliest life impression of humans and animals, and encompassing compassion, knowing animals had feelings too, that no one wanted to be hurt, that sadly is overturned by societal norms and expectations, and the ease with which animals can be exploited for profit. As Craig words it here, simply said, when we choose to live our lives in accord with the intent of the Golden Rule, we adopt sets of morals and ethics to guide us. They relate to what we internalize as right and wrong conduct. As a teenager, I grew to understand that as humans, we do have a choice, and this informed my decision to adopt a vegan lifestyle and avoid any product or activity that causes harm to animals to the extent possible and practicable. As Craig lays it out in the book of Golden Ruleism, he writes, "The non-human others are like us. No one wants to suffer. No one wants to be the victim of injustice. This feeling of injustice led my personal lifestyle to evolve into becoming an investor and philanthropist to support the inevitability that the shared future for all life on Earth intrinsically includes both human and non-human animals. It is why our foundation campaigns to raise the issue of exploited animals and explicitly incorporate them into the UN goals." Craig speaks of how Golden Ruleism guides us to act as best we can to help solve the plights which plague so many, human and non-human, which aligns with our campaign, since exploitation of animals harms humans and their survival, not just the animals themselves. Recognizing compassion for others, including animals, as even a child understands, is the basis of our mission, and hence, we have no hesitation in endorsing Golden Ruleism. Claire Smith, the founder of humane investment platform Beyond Investing, is a vegan and environmentalist with a 38-year career in finance and investment at top-tier banks and investment houses, alongside operating vegan investment programs in listed equities and impact venture capital. Claire also created Beyond Cruelty Foundation, formed to campaign for zero animal exploitation and to fund safe havens for animals. Golden Ruleism has the ability to start conversations and the power to generate good for individuals, our communities, and our world. The practices and concepts in this little booklet present a philosophy for life and a pathway to a better community. When we practice them personally, the two principal principles of Golden Ruleism will bring the kind of positive changes most of us want in our society. I've been both challenged and encouraged to apply the simple wisdom of the Golden Rule to all the relationships in my life. The ethic of Golden Ruleism takes the original rule to a higher and more beneficial level. I'd encourage anyone to apply this Golden Ruleism guide in their personal life. Reverend D.J. Vincent, D.J. Vincent, MDIV, from Portland Seminary. D.J. started his work with a church at the park in 2007 and currently serves as the organization's pastor and director. The church works to employ the micro-shelter village concept to help people escape life on the street, and the church also encourages workforce development to bring confidence, honor, and healing to those we serve. We learned it as children, but forgot it as adults. Remembering the Golden Rule has arguably more power than anything else we can do to make this world a better place for all its inhabitants. Neil D. Barnard, MD, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Golden Ruleism offers a thoughtful approach that will bring us closer to a compassionate and caring world for all beings. Craig extends the timeless Golden Rule a step further to include not only direct actions, but also indirect actions that are taken daily, emphasizing that small actions on our part do matter. Golden Ruleism is written for everyone, a simple and comprehensible yet profound message. Elise Baumann is the executive director of Salem Harvest, a nonprofit organization that strives to feed hungry families by harvesting food that would go to waste. All of us at the Center of Hope and Safety have been honored to work with Craig and Sherry Klein as they truly live the words found in the Golden Ruleism booklet. Golden Ruleism is full of guiding principles that speak directly to work we do at the Center for Hope and Safety. Our work with victims and survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, and human trafficking is centered in finding justice and eliminating fear and pain for all sentient beings. If all communities could adopt the sentiments found within Golden Ruleism, we would truly have a better world for all. Jane Downing, Executive Director, Center for Hope and Safety. We, the Interfaith Vegan Coalition, endorse the principles of Golden Ruleism. We wholeheartedly support efforts to encourage people to live by the Golden Rule and to extend these same compassionate ideals to non-human animals. Pledging to uphold Golden Ruleism offers everyone an opportunity to move forward toward the vegan values of kindness for all living beings and away from animal exploitation. Lisa Levinson is the campaign's director for In Defense of Animals, founder of Vegan Spirituality, and co-founder of the Interfaith Vegan Coalition, interfaithvegancoalition.org. The Golden Rule has been treasured by nearly every religious and ethical tradition for thousands of years. Clearly, there is a yearning in the hearts of human beings for all of us to live by that highest value. And yet, in these troubled times, we seem to keep falling short of our goal to live in a world of kindness and nonviolence. By sharing Golden Ruleism with us now, Craig Klein reveals why. We simply have not understood that this is a way of living that applies to all life, not just to human beings. Animals are indirectly killed by the billions when we pay to eat their body parts and pay others to harm them in zoos, circuses, rodeos, aquariums, and laboratories. This important book is a call to the hearts of us all to apply Golden Ruleism to our thoughts, prayers, and actions, and bring about a world of peace for our children and the children of all who share this precious planet with us. Judy McCoy Carman, M.A., is the author of Homo Ahisma, Who We Really Are and How We're Going to Save the World. Peace to All Beings, Veggie Soup for the Chicken Soul, recipient of the Henry Spira Grassroots Animal Activist Award, and founder of the Animal Peace Prayer Flag Project. She is co-founder of Animal Outreach of Kansas, Circle of Compassion, Prayer Circle for Animals Facebook, Interfaith Vegan Coalition, and assists with vegan spirituality events. Her website is www.peacetoallbeings.com. Letter from Thomas Hardy, printed in The Times, congratulating the Humanitarian League. heritage.humanist.uk/object/letter-from-thomas-hardy. Few people seem to perceive fully as yet that the most far-reaching consequence of the establishment of the common origin of all species is ethical, that it logically involved a readjustment of altruistic morals by enlarging, as a necessity of rightness, the application of what has been called the Golden Rule, from the area of mere mankind to that of the whole animal kingdom. Possibly, Darwin himself did not quite perceive it. It is rare that I allow another person to speak for me, but on behalf of the philosophy of Golden Ruleism, I'm turning it over to the great English novelist Thomas Hardy. Hardy, on whose 7 major novels I wrote my doctoral dissertation, was, to my knowledge, the first Victorian writer to incorporate into his work a primal sense of the oneness of all sentient life and the ethical implications of this fact, which may rightly be called Golden Ruleism. Karen Davis, PhD, is the president and founder of United Poultry Concerns, a nonprofit organization that promotes the compassionate and respectful treatment of domestic fowl, including a sanctuary for chickens in Virginia. Inducted into the National Animal Rights Hall of Fame for outstanding contributions to animal liberation, Karen is the author of numerous books, essays, articles, and campaigns. Her latest book is For the Birds, From Exploitation to Liberation, Essays on Chickens, Turkeys, and Other Domesticated Fowl, published by Lantern Publishing and Media. Karen hosts a biweekly podcast series titled Thinking Like a Chicken, News and Views. Regrettably, Karen passed away in November 2023. Golden Ruleism represents the type of worldview we are all grasping for at this time in human and geocentric history, an overarching ethical compass, if you will, for present and future generations to embrace, embody, and live by. I love its powerful inclusion of all for all as a universally applicable guide. Golden Ruleism gives us a fresh take on age-old wisdom, ramping up our sense of genuine compassion for each other, our children, and our one and only Mother Earth. Go Rebbe Mili Metha God, a thousand thanks to you in Irish. Shane O'Connor, Golden Ruleism team leader for the Charter for Compassion, activist, professor, and co-founder of Indigenous Ireland. It's as simple as saying hello, holding a door for someone, asking how you could be of help when presented with an appealing idea. You might think of these actions as being associated with the Confucius adage of do unto others as you would want others to do unto you. Now, consider this. Golden Ruleism. Do for all others, both directly and indirectly, what you would want done for you. Don't do to any others, either directly or indirectly, what you wouldn't want done to you. At an initial glance, it may seem a little more complicated than what we associate with the Golden Rule. However, Golden Ruleism does not only have a few more words attached to it, its meaning delves deeper into who we are and how we should interact with ourselves and others. Read the words again, then reflect on them. Golden Ruleism upholds the values and moral and ethical precepts that are at our core as humans. In truth, Golden Ruleism is a challenge to live justly and honestly by embracing all others, and is not limited to only other humans, but including all sentient beings and our planet. It is time we refocus and act accordingly. We can't afford to wait. All sentient beings. It is time. We can't afford to wait. Marilyn Turkovic is Executive Director of the Charter for Compassion. Marilyn's background has been primarily in higher education and most specifically in directing teacher training programs for the Associated Colleges of the Midwest and chairing Columbia College Chicago's Master's Program in Multicultural and Global Education. She has done a considerable amount of curriculum writing through the years, much of it related to international and cultural topics. Golden Ruleism's Foundation. Simple, expansive, beneficial, powerful, universal. Golden Ruleism rises from the expanded application of the moral and ethical precept most widely embraced by the majority of humankind. Many of us know it as the Golden Rule. Though the Golden Rule is generally rooted in the world's major religions, anyone can choose to live by it. Our number one rule has universal applicability. Simply said, when we choose to live our lives in accord with the intent of the Golden Rule, we adopt sets of morals and ethics to guide us. They relate to what we internalize as right and wrong conduct. I encourage you to explore the definitions of morals and ethics for yourself. For sake of discussion here, I'll note that morals are subjective, while ethics are objective. They're related, but different. To succeed as a society, we need to constantly incorporate the omnipresence of both words into our thoughts and actions. Because it's rooted in principles of morality and ethicality, the Golden Rule guides us to show empathy and compassion for others, to act with benevolence in mind. A simple phrase with simple questions and answers. Live your life with a passion for compassion, empathy, morality, and ethicality. This phrase embodies the essence of Golden Ruleism's two principal principles. We simply apply them each day so we can live Golden Ruleism-guided lives. Question: who should live this way? Answer: all human beings. Question: what enables us to live this way? Answer: we internalize and personalize Golden Ruleism. Question: when should we live this way? Answer: today and every day. Question: where should we live this way? Answer: wherever we are. Question: why should we live the Golden Ruleism way? Answer: it's the right thing to do. So, what's in it for me? I, you, we will be the best human beings we can be. We're likely to receive a sense of personal happiness and even joy because we choose to practice Golden Ruleism. What's in it for others? The Golden Rule most people have adopted prior to now is typically understood to apply to other people. Golden Ruleism encompasses the basic Golden Rule and expands its application to all others, all sentient beings, humans and non-humans alike. Every being, everyone, is individually placed under the universally wide umbrella of empathy and compassion. What's in it for religions? Golden Ruleism will be beneficial for world religions and spirituality. It takes the most universally recognized and accepted model of moral and ethical behavior to an even higher level. Golden Ruleism is good for religions in general and humankind in particular. What if you're not a religious or spiritual person? Golden Ruleism is religion-friendly, but not religion-dependent. It can be embraced and lived by anyone, anywhere, regardless of whether the person practices a certain form of religion or spirituality. Golden Ruleism is for benefit of all of us. Why are the words directly and indirectly in Golden Ruleism's two key phrases? This is a subject I invite you to explore on your own and with family and friends to discover as many examples of Golden Ruleism's applicability as you can come up with. They're abundant. Here's one. Consider the plight of someone who's hungry or without shelter or both. We can directly give that someone food and/or shelter, but if, for whatever reason, we choose not to act directly, we can instead act indirectly. For example, we can give our time or our money or both to support nonprofit organizations working to alleviate and eradicate food insecurity and/or homelessness. The overarching ethic of Golden Ruleism simply asks us to do something which shows empathy and compassion for others. Remember that an inaction is in fact an action. The Golden Ruleism thing to do is to take definitive action directly, indirectly, or both. Human others and the other others. Golden Ruleism guides us to act as best we can to help solve the plights which plague so many human others out there in our world. Similarly, we should also act to help solve the plights which plague so many non-human others out there in our world, too. The non-human others are, like us, sentient and deeply in need of our human capacity to show them empathy and compassion. We tend to call these non-human individuals animals to differentiate them from us. But did you know an animal is defined as any organism which belongs to Kingdom Animalia, the animal kingdom? Truth be told, we're all animals, humans and non-humans alike. We ought therefore treat all animals as the Golden Ruleism precept guides us to do. No one wants to suffer. No one wants to be the victim of injustice. We who speak human should voice our objections to suffering and injustice. Those who can't speak human, the non-human animals, have a voice too. They are not voiceless, yet we humans often fail to listen to them. We should listen to what we know they'd say if they could speak human. They'd all ask they not be forced to suffer or die by human hands. That so many of us callously permit their plight of worldwide suffering or death is a grievous injustice against them. Our complicity is a dark stain on our humanity. It's time, as best we can, to end our personal role in the injustices they suffer. Is there a specific word for such injustice? In a word, injustice to non-human animals is called speciesism. Essentially, the word is used to portray the overriding belief and practice that humans count more than any other species. One dictionary defines speciesism as discrimination against or exploitation of animals based on the assumption that humans are superior to and more important than all other species. I won't dwell on the manifest suffering and injustice which underlie speciesism. I simply ask you to be aware of it. And I ask you, as best you can, to please do something about it. Sentientism. Here's a positive step you can take right away. Look into sentientism, a worldview which focuses on compassion and justice for all sentient beings. It ties in nicely with Golden Ruleism because it gives moral consideration to everyone and seeks to reduce the suffering of anyone. People all over the world can easily connect with each other in sentientism's global community. Speciesism and other isms. Let speciesism serve as an example of numerous societal harmful isms we should join together to lessen and eradicate. In general, an ism is an action, a practice, a process, a cause, a state of being, a doctrine, a theory, a system, or a principle. Here's a list of some other isms which Golden Ruleism, because of what it stands for, stands against: ableism, ageism, amoralism, anarchism, anthropocentrism, antinomianism, casteism, classism, colonialism, egocentrism, egoism, fatalism, ignorantism, immoralism, maleism, militarism, monism, nihilism, pejorism, pessimism, predestinarianism, pyrrhonism, racism, sexism, speciesism, terrorism, triumphalism. This list is certainly not fully inclusive of all the named isms. Those listed are in alphabetical order for us to address instead of being assigned an order of importance. What's most important is that we become acutely aware of the suffering and injustice that stem from these kinds of isms, and that we work together to eliminate their harmful effects on us and others. How will golden ruleism bind us? We'll have certain values, attributes, and goals. Here's a brief list of what we'll aspire to have in common as golden rulist: caring, character, commitment, compassion, cooperation, courage, courtesy, dependability, determination, diversity, friendship, gratitude, helping others, honesty, hope, humility, integrity, leading by example, listening, optimism, patience, perseverance, respect, responsibility, right choices, service, sharing, strength, tolerance, unity, vision. How will golden rulism help? Golden rulism will serve as the foundational principle which inspires us to build a worldwide justice movement. People the world over will join forces to put an end to unnecessary and unjustified suffering and injustice in all its despicable forms. We'll do for others what we should do. We won't do to others what we shouldn't do. Golden rulism will be our common bond, our guide to individual and collective action. How do we get there from here? We now have a definitive sense of what to stand for and what to stand against. We see what we should do. We see what we shouldn't do. But how do we move from vision to accomplishment? A societal justice movement builds from our actions as individuals. Our first action is simple. We make a personal commitment to live a golden rulism guided life. Let's start with that. Your personal pledge. Affirm a personal pledge to practice golden rulism. For example, you can start each day by saying a phrase like this to yourself: I pledge, as best I can, to be golden rulism guided today. Your family's pledge. You can also expand golden rulism's sphere of influence by encouraging family members and friends to make their own similar pledge. For example, our family members could begin their day by saying, "We pledge as best we can to be golden rulism guided today." It seems likely that when families unify around this common bond, they'll be taking a positive step for and with each other. Your community's ethic. Though a community can't readily recite a pledge like an individual can, it can benefit by creating its own community ethic. The community ethic will be common to the community, representing what the people of the community choose to stand for and what they choose to stand against. Golden rulism can serve as the foundation upon which the community ethic is built, from which a compassionate community is built. Communities are composites of the people who live there. People are the parts, and their communities are the sum of those parts. Like individual people, communities are at their best when they identify and live by golden rulistic values, attributes, and goals. Hierarchy of needs. Communities everywhere in the world are likely to benefit by making Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs a centerpiece for the community's causes. A large volume of published material is available on this topic, so I needn't fully explain it here. Let's use just one example to demonstrate why the residents of communities should embrace Maslow's work. At the base of the hierarchy is everyone's essential physiological need for food. This particular need is critically important for children. When communities permit their kids to be hungry and/or food insecure, suffering and injustice take place in one of the worst of all ways. This is terribly harmful to the children and an abominable blight upon the community. A community ethic could include a phrase like this: "We, the people of this community, will not permit our children to suffer either of the twin scourges of hunger and food insecurity. Such suffering is insufferable here." Our global ethic. When, as individuals, as families, as friends, and as communities everywhere, we live by the ethic of golden ruralism, we both directly and indirectly build the type of global ethic we need. From a global perspective, we'll come full circle. We'll do more good than we do now. We'll do less evil than we do now. We'll be better than we are now. I won't attempt to put a phrase behind our global ethic. No single phrase would be adequate. The global ethic will grow organically in the countries of the world, in similar fashion to the creation of the community ethic by people in their communities. Our global ethic will ultimately become the sum of its parts. Small actions matter. For us to show others we care about them is of incalculable value. We should look for good and reward it when we see it. Always allot a little time to commend someone personally for doing right, on the spot if you can, or with a handwritten note, a phone call, or text, or an email. And in the moment, muster the courage to ask someone to desist from doing wrong. Taking these kinds of small actions helps us and others be the best human beings we can be. Create your own personalized version of you, Universal. Golden Ruralism. Keep a Golden Ruralism guided life journal. You may find it both enjoyable and viable, as I've myself found, to write in your personal journal each day. Doing that lets you keep track of what's going on in your life and in the lives of others. It's an annual highlight to review at the end of any given year what happened during it, especially if you choose to include plenty of golden ruralistic references. Over time, your journal entries will give you a measure of pleasure. They'll also leave a personally written record of what you thought and what you did during your life. At some point, your family and friends may read and reflect on your journal writings, so do it for them as well as for yourself. Let's start now. We can't assume we'll someday get around to living a golden ruralism guided life. We've no guarantee on how long our life will be. The clock of our life is always ticking, until it isn't. Our single biggest unknown is how much time on planet Earth we'll have. All we know for sure is that we have only one life here, so mustn't we make the most of our lives, today and every day? A final thought. As we begin each day, let's place this question at the center of our voluntary actions and inactions, one which applies in most all normal life situations. What would a golden ruralism guided person do? Best wishes to you and yours. I hope the question above and the words of this booklet are of personal value to you during your time on Earth. My very best wishes to you, yours, and ours, including our precious, one-of-a-kind, one-and-only Mother Earth. all of her sentient beings and everything else that makes her the incredible wonder she is. Craig Klein, the Golden Realism Guy. This has been Golden Realism, Living a Golden Realism Guided Life. Written by Craig Klein and narrated by Daniel Pierce. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.